Treshim Sacht Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph. We will begin Be'ezra Hashem Yisbaruch and Daf Pei Amid Bei, seven lines from the bottom. The Gemara is continuing to analyze. We had learned on Daf Pei Amid Aleph a Mishnah. Quoting the Gemara, quoted a Mishnah Masech Kapara Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph that speaks about a situation of a tsluchas of mechatas, a bowl of mechatas. Shnuffle toichemayim kol shahu, a drop of regular water fell into this bowl. Can you use it to do hazos mechatis? And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar imay yazish de hazos. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that you should do two hazos with this water. The Chamrim say that it's possible. And in understanding, the Gemara said the opinion of Rabbanan, it was fairly simple. The reason we were able to understand the opinion of the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold that the Hazar requires a shear. We also hold that all this water got mixed up, and the two separate Hazars would not be mitzdarif. But the Gemara had a harder time in understanding the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara offered three opinions, three ways of understanding. The one opinion was Rish Lakish's opinion that says that the water does properly get mixed, yesh bila, hazar sricha shir. And we're talking about a case, as way Rashi explained it in a previous shir, we had an exact mixture of one to one. So if we do two hazars, we know that all of the proper amount that was supposed to be put on this person was put on this person. Rava said the Rebbe Elazar holds that yesh bila, but hazar doesn't require a shear. So why was it required to do two hazars? Rava says, because a person should not profit from the fact that he did a separate hazar. That was Rava's opinion, because like this, he wouldn't have used the expensive, hard-to-find hazar water to do the whole hazar. We don't want a person to benefit from the fact that there was this mixture, which of course shouldn't take place. Rav Ashi's opinion was that speaking about just a drop of water fell into the mixture, and that's why if you do shtei hazos, you'll be guaranteed you didn't use only the regular water for the mixture. And the Gemara now, after the Gemara brought down these three opinions, the Gemara has been questioning the various opinions. So the Gemara begins now, Toshma, from asking on the opinion that Rav Ashi just said from our Mishnah that we learned on Daf Ayin Tesma Beis. We learned in the Mishnah, Dama Nitana B'Matana Achas, if you have blood that's put on, that's supposed to have just one matana, the blood of Bechor or Bechor of a Meiser, that got mixed up, two types of blood that only have one matana. For example, Dam Bechor and Dam Meiser. The loch is, you're not with matana achas, they should be put on the Mizbeach with one matana. Ask the Gemara, vi Amrit, if we're going to say the opinion is, as the Rebbe Elazar holds, Ein Bila, that they don't get mixed together, Amay not matana achas, why is one matana going to be adequate? Dilma mahai kayov, mahai loy kayov, maybe what's happening here, he's only putting on dam from Bechor or from Mice and not from both. And it says the Gemara, the case that Rebelezer indeed holds Ein Bila, and we're speaking about a case of chinus arva achas b'achas, there was one amount of blood of bechara, one amount of blood of mice that got mixed together, and now we have in this cup two portions, so to speak, and the kohen that's putting on two zrikas is certainly doing enough to cover for both of the kabbonis, and therefore when the Mishnah said matana achas, it doesn't mean just one matana. We're going to explain that it's speaking about one matana to fulfill the Bechor obligation and one batana to fulfill the mice obligation. And by having just two portions of blood here, we know that we have covered everything we need to cover. Ask the Gemara, but let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Matan Arba, for example, we have a carbon oila, that the amount of blood that has to be put on by carbon oila, as we've learned many times, is Shtayim Shein Arba. Matan Arba, if the amount of blood that's put on for Shtayim Shein Arba got mixed up with the blood of another carbon that also has the din of Shtayim Shein Arba, for example, the carbon Shlomim, the Mishnah said, do one time Shtayim Shein Arba. But ask the Gemara, according to Ashi's explanation of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, the Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, why should we not be concerned that maybe all of the blood that you're putting on the Mizbeach is either just oil of blood or either just Shlomim blood? And how could that cover the needs of both Karbonis? Answers the Gemara Hachanami, here too we have to explain Shnas Arvu Arba Be'arba, that the exact amount of blood that was from the carbon oila got mixed up with the exact amount of blood from the carbon shlomim. And now, if I do two matonis, I know for sure that all the blood that I was supposed to put on the Mizbeach has been properly put on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah taught us further. Somebody, if you have a carbon that's matan arba, for example, carbon oila, that the halacha is that a carbon oila is put shtayim shein arba, that got mixed up be matana achas, that got mixed with a carbon whose blood is supposed to be put matana achas, for example, bechor. Rabbi Lazar me not matan arba. Do one shtayim shein arba for both. But ask the Gemara, according to Rav Ashi's interpretation, the Rav Eliezer holds Ein Bila, that they don't get mixed up properly. How do we know that you put blood from both Kabanas on the Mizbeach? V'chitema. So says the Gemara. We'll say here again, perhaps, the same teretz that we've been saying throughout the whole shir. Hachinami here too is speaking about a case. This arva ba'achas, that the amount of blood that you need for the carbon oila got mixed up with the amount of blood you need for the bechor. And now we'll do five applications. Shtayim shen arba for the oila and one for the bechor. And because that's all the blood we have here, then we are safe because all the blood that was supposed to put on the Mizbeach was put on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara if that's the way you're going to learn. Yehochi, we learned further in the Mishnah that Amalei Rabbi Shua, the Rabbi Shua challenged Rabbi Eliezer and said, Hari Oiva Bal Tosef, that by doing what you're suggesting, we're going to end up with Bal Tosef. But if we're learning that there's exactly the amount of blood that we need for the oil and the Bukhar, Bal Tosef Mehecha, why there's only that amount of blood here, so how could we ever come to a situation of Bal Tosef? So Tosef asks, I'll tell you how you could come on it. Because maybe the blood of the Bechor, which was supposed to be only put with one application, ended up being put with Shtayim Shen Arba. And that would be about Tosef. So answers Tosef that that's only a suffix if that's what happened. And Tosef teaches us a new chiddush, that whenever there's a situation of a suffix where we're not sure, that isn't a situation about Tosef. That's a very, very big chiddush, because there's a famous tshuva from the Maram Shik, which is very relevant to a machloikus that we discussed recently, a machloikus the Rambam and a Rosh. The halacha is that a room that to be chayv in a mezuzah is dalet al dalet. Has to be 4 amos by 4 amos. But we quoted the machloikus of the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam. If you have a room that's long and narrow, so you have in that room the area of 16 square amma, but it's not dalet al dalet. Is a chayiv mezuzah or not? The opinion of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, is yes. The opinion of the Rosh is
not is that it's not. What will be the nafkamina if you have a room, a doorway between a room that doesn't have this regular dalet adalet to the next room? Where do you put the mezuzah? Because you never put a mezuzah facing a room that's not mechuyev and mezuzah. So according to Rambam, that room is chayev and mezuzah, and you would put the mezuzah facing that room. According to the Rosh, you wouldn't. So we have a question on which side of the door should we put the mezuzah. So Maram Shik was asked the question, since we don't know what to do, so Maram Shik in Or HaChaim Simen Reish Pei Zayin says what we should do is perhaps put up two mezuzahs on the two sides of the door. And the Maram Shik says, no, you can't put a mezuzah on two sides of a door because that's Baal Taisif. But ask the Binyan Tzion that we just said that if you're doing something because you truly have a suffix, that's not Baal Taisif, as he very much says. He says, we know that you have to put tzitzis on four corners of a garment. If you put five tzitzis, so you have Baal Taisif, because there's certainly one that's extra. Here, you don't know what to do, and therefore you're putting on the two mezuzahs, and therefore it shouldn't be Baal Taisif. So the Paiskim are all of the opinion that many Paiskim are of the opinion, even though that Maram Shik calls it Baal Taisif, that this is not really a situation of Baal Taisif. It's only called Baal Taisif because of a suffix. It's only because it doesn't look right to have two mezuzahs on one doorway. But we can't really call it a case of Baal Taisif. That's what the Chalkis Yaakov says. Michas Yitzchak seems to consider it a situation of Baal Taisif. And as we said, this is a big question. Is there Baal Taisif when you do something because there's a suffix? The Shail Tshuvas, Betzela Chochma, Chelek Dalet Simkav Samachay, wants to suggest that this question, is there Baal Taisif when there's a suffix, is connected to a very famous Machlokes Rishonim. We know that Halach is suffix deraisa l'chumra. When we have a suffix, and it's a situation of a deraisa, the Halach is we go l'chumra. But the question is, when we say suffix deraisa l'chumra, is that a din deraisa or it's a din derabonin? So he says, if suffix deraisa l'chumra is a din deraisa, so that means in a quest that we have a suffix, if we are fulfilling the mitzvah or not, there's a chiv midaraisa to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, since there's a chiv deraisa under those circumstances to fulfill the mitzvah, we can't say somebody who's doing whatever he's doing because he has a suffix, it's Baal Taisif. The Torah tells us in a case of a suffix to do every chumra possible. But if suffix derabanan is, suffix deraisa is only midrabanan, so it's midrabanan that we have to be machmer, but that chiv derabanan to be machmer doesn't override, supersede the iser of Baal Taisif. And therefore he says, an interesting question. He speaks about a situation where there was a mezuzah on a door, which is embedded in the door, difficult to get that mezuzah out. So, and there's a question, if that mezuzah that's on the door is a kosher mezuzah. So what the person who wants to do is put the mezuzah on the door, put another mezuzah on the doorway. And the question that he's posed with, is that going to be considered Baal Taisif having two mezuzahs on the door? And he wants to suggest that it's connected to this question. The chi mezuzah is a chi of deraisa. And we have a suffix here if this is what he should be doing or not. And now the question is, Do we say that the suffix of having to have a mezuzah overrides the din of perhaps Baal Taisif or not? So the Gemara now has asked the question, according to Rav Ashi, that we have exactly five portions of water, of enough blood for the Shtayim Shen Arab of the Karban Oila, and the one of the Bechor, why would it be considered Baal Taisif, according to the way Rav Ashi's understanding, Rebbe Lezer's opinion. El Amarava, says the Gemara, it could be Rebbe Lezer actually holds Ein Bi'ilah. We had all these places that seems that they hold Bo'ol, says Bebolol, when the blood of different kabbonis are combined, lo pligi, there's no machlokes or veleza in the rabbanon. There's no machlokes that's not an issue. Ki pligi, all the cases that we're speaking about is not where the blood in one cup got mixed up, but rather we're speaking about a case, the cases that we have different cups of blood. There's a cup of blood of oilah, and there's a cup of blood of chatas. And now the question is, what should we do? Rabbi Eliezer Islay, Rabbi Eliezer subscribes to what we've learned many times, that Royan, the blood that was put that in a place that wasn't supposed to be put, we look, the halacha gives us the opportunity to look at it as water. And therefore, do all the zrikas. And if you end up doing the wrong zrika, there's no problem. Why is there no problem if you're ending up doing the wrong zrika? Because you're looking at it as water, and there's no problem of doing zrika with water. And Rabbanon don't subscribe to the concept of royin. But according to this understanding, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon are not discussing a case where we have blood mixed in one cup. Ask the Gemara, is that correct? Ask the Gemara, Bololoi Pligi, when the blood is mixed in one cup, there's no machloikis for Tanya. How we now learned in the Brisa on Rabbi Yehuda, Loinechlu, Rabbi Eliezer, Chom Adam Chatish Nisar B'dam Oilo, that of Chatis blood got mixed up with Oilo blood, she Yakriv, we should do Zrika, both on the upper half of the Mizbeach and on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So we see that everybody agrees that we say Royin. And we look at the water that the blood that shouldn't have been put in the place it was put, as it's just water. Furthermore, if the blood that's of a carbon kosher got mixed with the blood of Roiv of Nirva, animals that are possible to be used for carbon, that everybody agrees, Shalai Yakrav, you shouldn't put this on the Mizbeach, even if the kosher blood is the Roiv, because you're not allowed to put, under any circumstance, the blood of Roiv of Nirva on the Mizbeach. The now Aman Nechalku, where do we have Machlokes? Aldam Tamimush and Sarab Dam Balsmum. Shribalaz Ami Yikrav, Bein Bebolo or Bein Bekoises. Then in all situations, the Torah says that you should put it on, whether the cups of different blood are intermingled, some are Balmum blood and some are not Balmum blood, or in one cup, we have both type. Because he says that when we have a mixture, then the Torah did not say that Balmum should not be put on the Mizbeach. V'chomer M'lo Yikrav, the Chum hold that Balmum blood should never be put on the Mizbeach. But here it says clearly that Rabbi Eliezer stated his opinion not only in a case where the cups are intermingled, but even when we have one cup that contains both, not like Rava's explanation of Rabbi Eliezer. And says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, that explained the Machloikus of Eliezer and Rabbanon, that we say Roivin, I leave the Rabbi Eliezer Masni, is explaining according to Rabbi Eliezer, Bein Bebolo Belakosis. For Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon, who explained the Machloikus differently, they're going to say that the Machloikus is only because it's Pligi, that they're only arguing about a mix-up of cups, not a mix-up blood in a cup. Continues the Gemara. The blood that's put on the Mizbeach is called Dam Tchilas HaKarbon. The dam that's put on the Mizbeach as we're offering the carbon. But as we've discussed many times in our Shurim, there's also another type of blood, and that's the Shirayim, the blood that's left over after we did. The blood that's left over is called Shirayim. And as we've learned many times, that the Torah says that the Shirayim should be put on the side. And as we also learn, putting the Shirayim on the Mizbeach is something that should be done, but it's not essential. Besides, as we learned earlier, by Chatas Pnimius, the Karmel Chatas that brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, there the Shirayim being put on the side of the Mizbeach HaChitzin is Ma'akif. Amar Abaye, it says by Eloy Shanu, that when we spoke in a Mishnah, that when Dam Chatas got mixed up with Dam Oila, Rabbi Eliezer says, first put blood on the top, and then afterwards on the bottom. and the Rabbanan said that all of the blood should be taken la'oma to the canal. Ella tchilas chatas v'ayla. We have blood of a carbon chatas and a carbon oyla that got mixed up before we had any zrikas adam. Aval soif chatas, if the blood that we have of the carbon chatas is shiore adam. We did the proper zrik of this dam chatas on behema on the upper half of the mizbeach. And now we have oyla, the first zrik of the carbon oyla. Divrei Hakol, even the Chachamim will agree that we should do Zrikas Adam. Even because here, Mokum Oyla, the place that the Oyla blood is supposed to be put for its original Zrikas is on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And Mokum Shrayim, the place that we're supposed to put the Shrayim of this, of the Karban Chattis, is also on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So there's no problem to do this Zrika. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Abaya. And Hachi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shrayim Tzrichen Itztaba. The Shrayim have to be put, as we learned many times in describing the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach on the bottom was 32 Amas wide. It was an Amah tall by 32 by 32. And then one Amah up, it became 30 wide. So we had like a ledge. And Rabbi Yosef says that you have to put the blood of the Shrayim specifically on the ledge and not on the wall that's above the ledge. If that's the case, when you just said, says Rabbi Yehuda, that the place to put the blood of the Karban Oyla and the place to put the Shrayim of the Karban Chattis are the same, it's actually not the same. The Oyla is put on the wall above the ledge and the Shrayim are put on the ledge. V'chein Amar Rabbi Shimon, and says the Gemara, this is a machlokes that we found previously. Lo yishano tchilas chatas v'oilo, ava soif chatas v'oilo. The Rabbi Shimon says, as we just learned, like a bayo, divrayaka makam oilo makam shrayim, that they're the same place and there's no reason why the Chachamim would not allow that zrikas adam. To which Rabbi Yochanan v'tamei Rabbi Elazar says, adayin machlokes, that the shrayim is supposed to be on top of the ledge and the oil is supposed to be on the wall. Ask the Gemara, Moser of Hunabai Yehuda, on Rabbi Yosef, that says that the Shrayim have to be strictly put on the ledge. The Pasuk says, when Torah speaks about the Bechor, Ach Bechor Shah Kodeshem. The Allah is, that Filim the Sarab Dam Kach Mecherim, that if the blood of the Bechor gets mixed up with the dam of a different carbon, Yikrivu, it should be put on the Mizbeach. My love, isn't the Brisa speaking about a case? Soif Oyla, we're speaking about the Shrayim of the Karban Oyla, which is supposed to be put on the Yisoid, the Bechor, and the first Zerika of the Bechor. And the Pasuk says that we could put them on the wall of the Mizbeach. Shmamina, so we see that the Shiore Oyla can be put. Shirai Oyla can be put on Makam Oyla as Makam Shrayim. The wall is also the place where we could do Shrayim. Different than what Reb Yosef has been telling us, that the Shrayim have to be put strictly on the Itztaba, not on the wall. Says Dumar Aloy, that's not what this price is speaking about. It's speaking about Tchilas Oyla Bechor, both the Karban Oyla and the Bechor have not had Zrikas Adam. If both of them have not had Zrikas Adam yet, the place to do the Zrikas Adam for both of them are in the exact same place, on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. If that's the case, there's no problem why we could do a Zrikas Adam, says the Gemara. So if that's the case, that we're talking about an Oyla and a Bechor, and they both are put on the same place, why is what's the chiddush that we could do so? So of course the Rishonim ask a question. Of course there's a big chiddush. The oyla is put shtayim shen arba. The bechor is only put matana achas. So why is the why are we saying that it's so obvious that it could be done altogether? Isn't this a proper perhaps an issue as we learned in the Mishnah machlokes Reb Elazar b'Shua? This might be Baal Tosef, might be Baal Tigra. Says the Gemara, says Zera Yitzchak, really it's Tosfos, way the Zera Yitzchak explains Taisus, since Rabbi Eliezer does not agree with Rabbi Yeshua, he says that Rabbi Eliezer holds Royin, that whatever is not supposed to be put on, we view as water. If we view it as water, so what are you saying? Well, I'm putting the Bechor two matanas, when it only needs one matana, the extra matana will be considered, as far as the Bechor is concerned, like water. So if that's the case, what's the chiddush? That if they both have to have their first zrika, we could do one act of zrika. My kamashmon says the Gemara, dein oilim batlum zeh zeh. The blood that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, two different types of blood, don't nullify each other. Says the Gemara, that is not anything new. Says the Gemara, hi, that we learned, v'lok v'dam apar medara saw nafka. And the Ran has a beautiful explanation of this Gemara. He says that even though we learned that min b'minoi is not bottle, why is min b'minoi not bottle? Because when you have two things that are the same, they don't contradict each other, they don't nullify each other, they strengthen each other because they're the same type. So if we have dam oila and dam b'chor together, we shouldn't look at a situation that one has mevatled each other. We should look at it as a situation that one strengthens each other. And the Gemara says, well, how do we know this? The halacha is that avoid of Yom Kippur, that we know there are two kabbanas that are brought in the Mesa Migdash, the parachatos and the soil Hashem. And after we do the avoid of all these kabbanas, they mix the two bloods together and they put it on the blood. And we put it on the top of the Mizbeach. So we see that even though there's much more blood in the Dam HaPar, even though there's much more blood in the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSor retains its own identity and it doesn't become bottle. So we already know if we have two bloods, they're not mevatel one each other. Answers the Gemara, Tanaihi. The Loch of Ein Oil Mevatel Zeh Zeh is actually Machloikus Tanoim. Ika the Nafkle Mikoydashain. Some learn that halacha from the halacha that we just learned about a bechor, that dam a bechor and dam oila, v'defka v'ikad the nafkle mahacha. They learn it from the pasuk of lokach, medam a pav v'dam a sar. So this mandam that learned it from kodeshayim has no problem. The mandamer of dam a par and dam a oila is not an issue. Why is it not an issue? Because we learn it from Kaddish Haim, and that's why the fact that he doesn't learn that you learn it from Dama Par and Dara Sar. Says the Sefer Tfer Shloima, that what is the lesson of Ein Mitz Oilim of Atlan Zeh Zeh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he explains, has given us many mitzvahs to fulfill. And he explains, what does it mean when we have many mitzvahs? Every mitzvah serves its own purpose. Ein Oilim of Atlan Zeh Zeh, Our attitude to mitzvahs should not be an attitude that I did this mitzvah, why do I have to do another mitzvah? Every mitzvah serves its distinct purpose. Since every mitzvah serves a distinct purpose, of course we have to do every mitzvah. So Gemara continues. We have learned earlier the opinion of Rabbi Yosef that shrayim tzrichim itzdeba, that the shrayim have to be put directly on the ledge. Putting it on the wall and they'll roll down is not going to work. Most of Rava, in which Rava asks, the pasuk says, by the parish of the carbon oil of a kriva b'nei anuk anim, estam v'zorko estadam ha-mizbeach sovif. Ask the Gemara, ma tam aloim adam dam. Why does the pasuk have to say the word dam? Why does the pasuk have to say the word dam twice? Shayochel, Eli Ella Elushness Arab Tumrosoi, Shaf Mikhaim Tekarev. How do I know that? What does it mean? And the Gemara says, Nine Ata Oimer. The Gemara explains, Shness Arab Dam Oila Badam Oila, that if the blood of two different carbon oila got mixed up, or Dam Oila Badam Tumura, the Torah says, Lo Yamirena, one should not substitute a different animal for a carbon. But the Torah says, Vihim Hami Yomer, if somebody does do so, for Yehu Usmarasa Yekadish, both of them become Kaddish. So we have the Dam of a Kabban Oila and the Dam of the Tamur of a Kabban Oila. Dam oil b'dam chulam. We have the dam oil b'dam chulam. Yikravu. We should bring both all that blood on the mizbeach. Tamalayim b'dam dam. That we see that we could do still zrikas adam. Yochel enli elish yikravu. The halacha is that in this case they should be put on mizbeach. Shafam nisavu b'chayim. Let's say animals like this would have gotten mixed together. Yikravu. The halacha is a carbon oiler that got mixed up with another carbon oiler with a tmura. The halacha is both of them should be brought as a carbon oiler. And if they got mixed up with a chulin, the halacha is it should be sold and we should use the funds to bring a carbon oiler. How do we know if the dam of a carbon oiler got mixed up with a carbon asham? That here, if those two animals were mixed up, we have to wait till they become a balmum. Of any. So that's why the pasuk says dam as shinus arva be'osham. That if the dam oila got mixed up with the dam osham, elav elav kachi kachim. Because both of these kabanas are kachi kachim. Continues the brisa. Umanayin afil shinus arva dam tayyid of shlomim. How do we know that this halacha will apply that if it's mixed together with the blood of shlomim and tayyid, which the oil is a kachi kachim and the tayyid of shlomim are kachi kalim? Because I could accept that they got mixed up, because the Zrikas Adam, by all of them, are the same. We do Shtayim Be'Ar. Where the Zrikas Adam is so different, or Pesach, that there, these Kabbanas are not Kachi Kachim, and they don't have the same type of Zrikas Adam. Tamaloy Madam Dam. The fact that the Torah says the word dam a second time, that's how we learn that even in that situation, that they could be brought on the Mizbeach. My love suggests the Gemara, what is the case that the Braisa is speaking about? Soif Bechor, Soif Oyle Bechor. We're talking about the Shrayim of the Oyle and the beginning of the Bechor. And they're mixed together. We're learning that could be put on the Mizbeach. Isn't this a raya? That the oila is shrayim and the bechor is not shrayim and they can be put on the Mizbeach because in that clearly indication the makam oila, makam shrayim, that the place for both of these is the same and the shrayim do not necessarily have to be on the itztabah. It says, Numar Allah, tchilas oila u'bechor. Speaking about a case of the tchilas oila and the bechor. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that we're speaking about the dam of a carbon oiler that did not yet have Zrikas Adam. And the dam of Bechor that did not have Zrikas Adam. So they're both at the exact same place. So my Kamashmon is the Chiddush that we want to say, Ein Oilem Avatlam Zezeh, that two Kabbanas that are in the same place, that the blood of these two Kabbanas could be put, even though they're different Kabbanas, that we learned from the pasuk luck with dam apam, dam asan nafka, and since the gemara, as we said before, tanaihi. Indeed, the halach is that ein oilam avatlam zemizeh. The question is, where do we learn it from? Ikad nafka mehacha veikalei mehacha. Some learn it from the pasuk dam apam with dam asar. Some, as we learned before in the shir, learn it from the pasuk of kodesh heim, and some learn it from this halacha of dam dam, and that's why. Indeed, it's needed to teach us that halacha, says the Gemara. This halacha, but now the question is, we've learned in our shir that there are no less than three possible sources for halacha of ein oilam avatim zeh mizeh. Says the Gemara, v'hani tanoim, the halacha that those that learned it from Chodesh Heim, or those that learned it from Dam Dam, why don't they learn it from, as we described earlier, for the Yom Kippur, the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSor are mixed together, and we see that they retain their identities and they're not mevatel each other. Says the Gemara, Melok of Dam HaPar and Dam HaSor lo yafi, Ksavar, because they had the opinion that Eima Arvan Lekronis, that they actually did not mix together the blood of Dam HaPar and Dam HaSor, and therefore that halacha, which doesn't exist according to them, cannot be the source for the halacha of ein oil matam zel zeh. Why can't they learn it? The one that learns from Kaddish Ein, why dam dam lo yalef? Could he not learn it from the pasuk dam dam lo yalef? Answers Gemara, dam dam lo yalef lahu. He doesn't consider those words superfluous. Ask the Gemara, but Ella, as we learned earlier in the shir, there's a man Dalman that learns this halacha of Ein Oilim of Atl Zezeh from the pasuk that's stated by Bechor, Kaddish Ein. So my tam lo yalfi, why do the other man, the Amrim, not learn from that pasuk? Because Savri, Kodesh Haim, that Haim, Kravim, is here to teach us a different halacha. That if somebody did tamura on a Bechor, even though we've learned that a tamura is somewhat effective, the tamura of a Bechor ain't Kravim. The tamura of the Bechor is not put on the Mizbeach. And therefore, it's not here to teach us the halacha. Kodesh Haim is not available to teach us the halacha of Ein Oilim Vatl Zezah. Vidach, and the other man, the Amr, that uses Kodesh Haim, that Ein Oilim Vatl Zezah, how will he know the halacha that the Tamura of a Bechor is not put on the Mizbech? Nafkale from the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Shivak L'Sher, Im Asher Yivuka L'Hashem, Im Shor Im Seh L'Hashemu, who carved to learn from here that it is brought on the Mizbeach, Vein Tumurasa Kreva. Says the Gemara, we go back to the question that we've been discussing. If the place where the carbon oiler is put on the wall of the Mizbeach, the bottom half, is also a place for Shrayim. Abaye said it is, Rabbi Yosef says it isn't. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Braisa says that if we have blood of two kabbonis, chattis and oila, where the blood of one carbon is supposed to be put on the upper half of the mizbeach, and the blood of the other blood is supposed to be put on the bottom half of the mizbeach, and these two bloods got mixed together, nos lamala, if he put the blood on the upper half, if v'loy nimlach, without asking what should do, eilu v'eilu moinu shiach slamata, then everybody will agree that the remaining blood should be put on the bottom half, and the elu oilam loy, and that he has fulfilled all of his obligations. So the Gemara assumes to understand that what does the Braisa mean to be speaking about and teaching us? My love, the Arav Chatz Oila, the blood of, as we said, the blood of a Kerman Chatz, the blood of a Kerman Oila got mixed up. The Chatz blood is supposed to be put on the upper half of the Mizbeach. The Oila blood is supposed to be put on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. The Kim of the Yav Leila Mala, without asking, he put some of the blood on the upper half of the Mizbeach. So what do I have left in this cup? I have oil of blood in this cup and Shrayim of the Chatas. Havale Shrayim. So we have oil of blood and Shrayim blood left for Ketani. And we learned that the Braisa says, Elu ve'elu, everybody, Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanon all agree that Shiach Zvite Lamata, you put everything on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Why? Because what do I have in this cup now? I have in this cup now oil of blood, which oil of blood belongs on the bottom half of the on the wall of the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And we're learning that the Shrayim of the Chatas could also be put there. Isn't this clearly an indication that Mokum oil is Mokum Shrayim? So isn't this a perfect proof? Tabaya, says the Gemara, Kiyosra of Yitzchak by Yosef, where Yitzchak by Yosef came from Etzisrael, Omer Amri B'merova, Hachim Ma'eskinen. Here we're speaking about a different case. The Braisa is speaking about a case going the Arav Chatas Chitzoina, that the blood of a Karm Chatas that's put on the Mizbeach Achitzin, which the blood is supposed to be put on the upper half of the Mizbeach, with the Shirayim of the Chatas Pnimi, which we spoke about earlier in our shir, that the Shirayim of a Chatas that's brought inside the base of Migdosh is supposed to be put on the Yisoid. So if he had asked us, that we would have told him to put everything in the canal, because the Shiori HaPneumis have to be put on the Yisoid, and the Chatas HaChitz is supposed to be put on the upper half, and therefore, we have no proper other Eitzah than just to let everything spill out to the Yisoid. Moreover, as we learned, says Rashi, we learned an opinion earlier on Daf Nun Gimel that the Shrayim of a Chatas Pnimi and his Chatas Chitzoini are not put on the same place. The Chatas Pnimi is put on the Droimi side, the south side of the Mizbeach, and the other one is put on the west side of the Mizbeach. And now, the Rabbanan say, if you didn't ask, you could put it all amata. Amalei Abaya. So says Abaya, if that's what the Bryce is speaking about, so name of Mary could have said a better pshat. He got into the Arab Shrayim. The dam, the shrine of the Chatz Chitzoyna got mixed up with the Chatz, with different Chatz, and therefore you could put the, all of that blood in the same place in the shrine. Says the Gemara, what we're learning here is Hilma Hakamashmon. What the Bryce is coming to teach is a Filam and Amma Ma'akvim, that the shrine of the Chatz Pnimis have to be put on the Mizbeach. We learn Chosru, but if some of it was not put in the proper place, Aim Akvin doesn't make a difference. And if the Bryce is speaking about where the dam of the Chatz Chitzoyna and the dam of the Pnimis got mixed up, we'll learn that even though some of that Chatz Pnimis blood, which is Shrayim of the Chatz Pnimis, ended up being put on the tap, it doesn't disqualify. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Tosfot, says the Gemara, why don't we explain that the Braisa is speaking about Hakimnehi Berubel Yoinim, where most of the blood in this cup is Chatas, that's put on the upper half. V'kayav l'mal shir tachtayin avoid. And what we're learning here is that Rebbe Lezer that says that it's permissible that you put on the top as much blood as you have from the blood that belongs on the bottom and a little more. So therefore, in this case, you certainly have blood that's on the top that was put, blood that's supposed to be on the top, put on the top. So once I did that much, I could do the rest as Shirayim. And what the Gemara means to say is that when I'm fulfilling two mitzvahs, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Chatos, and I won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Oil Beef at all. Amalei Hanimi Lelamandam Mikara Babag Pligi. This is only according to the opinion that we learned, when did they get mixed up? If they mixed in one cup. And therefore, we had to explain that in this one cup, there's this much blood, and that's what I should do with this much blood. But we learned, according to the Maskana, we learned on our mouth, the Kaisis Pligi, that they're not arguing where we have all the blood in one cup. We have separate cups, we just don't know which is the Chatas and which is the Oila. And that's when the person who did blood on top, the halacha is that it's going to be, the halacha will tell us that it's that we took both cups and we put from both cups on top and then from both cups on bottom. And the halacha is that it's going to be okay. And that would be a question, why would it be okay? And that's what I had to say, that it wasn't Dam Chatas and Dam Oila, it was Dam Chatos Chitzoini and Dam Chatas Pnimi.